I want to say a prayerful prayer ending this part of the Holy Spirit School. We're going to be in the recess. Tina's going to bring the message next week. Judy's getting her stem cells transplanted on the 31st, so I'm going to be down there for that. And Tina's going to bring the message next week. So we're going to take recess time from the School of the Holy Spirit, but I know that you'll be blessed by Tina and the message that she brings. So this is our prayer. Help us, O Lord, to recognize your direction in our life, to recognize your leading. Help us not to be shaken when we face temptation. That's why Jesus, a perfect intercessor, he faced temptation and show us how to deal with temptation. Get thee behind me, Satan, so help us stand. I thank you, Father, for leading us through different places and all the parts of our lives, and that you're willing to bring us into a new destination, the heavenly grace in the kingdom of God in heaven. Oh, that's truly got to be a land that's flowing with milk and honey. And thank you, Lord, for taking care of all our provisions. Thank you for our well-being. Thank you that you even care about the condition of our feet. We thank you for it today. And I pray that not one of us would be turned aside, that not one of us would shrink back, fall from grace. Unfortunate, that happens to some people, but whenever we go astray, Lord, forgive me. It's called repentance. And you're faithful to just to put those loving arms around us, and we thank you for that in Jesus' precious name. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. I know this Holy Spirit thing, the lessons are pretty long, but I hope that you just can get something out of it, because I don't know. I said, I don't know if anybody else got anything out of this, but I preach myself happy. Hope you're happy too. Have a good day.